Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody?
What's good, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? This episode is sponsored by Care Of. We can't wait to tell you more about them. But first, let's tell you about this podcast. If this is your first time, my name is That Chick Angel, also known as Angel Akita Moore. Tanksley, tell them who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Ain't On The Gram, also known as Marcus Tanksley of Is This Gonna Cause An Argument and husband of Angel of Amos.
13 years. That's right.
Like, what is it?
What is the number? This podcast, we touch on whatever we want to touch on, whether it be relationships, mm-hmm. whether it be family life.
Anything, any and everything. Career goals, life goals,
all
mishaps, everything.
All of the things. We decide if we want to talk about it, and if we do,
and we
gonna
ask
talk about it.
What you want to talk about?
Yeah. And when you all give us good suggestions, we go with it. So first
of all,
if
you don't, I'm gonna let you know that it's not a good suggestion.
So first off, thank you so much for coming. Please make sure you rate and review us wherever you're listening or watching to us. It makes us more discoverable. You can watch this on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, and you can also listen to this on Apple Podcasts and where all podcasts are found. What was that? What did you just do?
Turn my phone down.
You didn't turn your phone down before we started this?
I did. See? Apparently it was up.
See,
I didn't know it was up.
Some of us are still working in amateur hour, and some of us are professionals.
I was double checking to make sure. I was like, there's no reason for my phone to be turned up, but let me check it just in case.
And
I have no idea why I was up. Same way you have no idea why your phone is always on silent.
Because I'm always working as a professional.
Sure.
Actually,
you are.
My phone is not on silent. It is definitely capable of ringing.
That's the pot killing the collar, the kettle calling it. Call it kettle. Yeah.
And a pot and a kettle and a pot.
Pot on a pot on a kettle.
Oh my goodness. But you guys, you can find this podcast at Is This Gonna Cause An Argument on Instagram and at Is This Gonna Cause An Argument on Facebook.
Yes.
You can find me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. Tell them where you at.
Y'all can find me on Facebook and on Instagram at Marcus Ain't On The Gram and Marcus Ain't On The Book at the associated platforms.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't know why I never know that whole sentence. It's not even something I think of beforehand, but it never falls into place.
He always hits the brakes.
Also, you can also find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. It's 100% natural beard and body butter that I make myself in this house, in my living room, and then in the garage,
kitchen,
in the
all
kitchen.
The
I'm mixing it and whipping it up, and I'm shipping it out to you that order it. Again, it's 100% natural beard and body butter. Also, you can go to manshit.com. That's manshyt.com.
Come on, look at you now. You got that plug all the way together.
Hey, it's been a year, so you know, it's been a year. It's about that time.
About that time to be and stepped up on what you should be doing. So, you guys, we usually start our podcast off with a little segment that we like to call In My Feelings,
yes.
Where we discuss what's either got us feeling great or what's got us feeling some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know so much if it's got me feeling great, if you don't mind me just going ahead.
You can handle your business.
We just finished watching Dave Chappelle's special, 846.
Mm-hmm.
And while I don't think it's like his best special, even though I don't know if that's what he was going for, as far as in like when we think of Dave Chappelle as a comedian, I do think he has some just really poignant points. I think from him being like a observationalist comedian, mm-hmm. where that he does more social commentary than anything. His mind just looks at situations and draws parallels better than most people that I've ever seen. Like, there were a lot of parallels, and I'm going to try not to spoil it just because it just dropped a day or two ago. So some of y'all might not have seen it. I don't know if everybody wants to see it, but
yeah, he makes you look at things a little different or from a viewpoint that you had no idea that you to look from. You
know, and that just, I don't know, it I feel as though in my spirit that opens up the door for more conversation and just, you know, when you're trying to help people who for some reason can't understand and you're just like, I don't see how you can't understand. I feel like the scenarios he brought up that are also real scenarios that he then paralleled just were genius in my opinion. So that got me feeling good, like just not feeling good like, oh, the world is in a better place, but just like the fact that he decided to use his platform as a comedian.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. So what's great about that is people listen to Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Like, he's like worldwide. People pay attention. People that don't usually, maybe not even usually follow most black comedians. You know, you got those comedians that cross those lines, cross those borders of all cultures. You know, you got the Richard Pryors, Eddie Murphy's, you got Dave Chappelle's. I can't even say Kevin Hart does that.
No, Kevin Hart, definitely. He's never used his platform, in my opinion, unless he's just recently started doing it.
But no, I'm saying just crossing all cultures like that, where people take him for more than a comedian. Because they know if they get a Dave Chappelle special, they know they're going to get one educated. But they know they're going to laugh and it's going to be entertaining, but they know it's going to be an educational experience, whether they want it or not. And they accept that.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the few that... not to say any other comedian is not intelligent. He's one of the few that I feel like infuses his comedy with his intelligence.
Yeah.
A lot just infuses their personalities, or it's like their crazy like life situations. Right, but right. I feel like he uses...
Chris Rock. Chris Rock does that to where he will bring up the social issues and put some comedy to it. It's not as deep as Dave Chappelle, but you will still, people will live, even if they're laughing at what was being said, they will leave there with a different mindset if they had one.
Yeah, I agree with you. So what's got you feeling good?
It's got me feeling good. The weather, for one.
Oh, yes.
This weather's got me feeling great. I will say my back, it ain't 100% yet. I haven't felt it as much today, but mainly the weather though. I'm not feeling good. Now, I will switch up because we do in our feelings, which is one way or the other. I'm not feeling good about everything opening back up. It's not a good look at all. I went out today, actually for the second to earlier, it was just like a joyride in the Mustang, and I drove past a couple of miles. The parking lots were full. There was a lot more traffic on the road.
Mm-hmm.
People were going in and out of stores, which is great, you know, I guess, economy-wise, but health-wise.
Makes you feel some type of way.
Yeah, I didn't feel comfortable at all out and about like I have been the past couple of months, because there's been very few cars on the road, which just gives me room to just joyride.
Joyride days is over. Man, you're driving in regular traffic.
That interstate's always a joyride, though. I can always go hit one of the outskirts of one of these interstates and be, you know, just cruising, not a lot of people around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what else has got me feeling good? I'm not even going to do what's got me feeling some type of way, because I do concur with you. I'm just nervous. I'm a little nervous about it, but, you know, we'll keep doing what we need to do in our household to try to keep our family safe. But what's got me feeling good is that I'll be co-hosting another podcast.
Absolutely. I'm a little jealous.
Are you jelly? I'm sorry, babe. You still got your regular 9-to-5, so it wouldn't work out. No way.
Well, it's your fault. I still got a regular 9-to-5.
Is it my fault? I'll be coming on as a guest co-host on Kev on Stage's new podcast, Here's the Thing. We're going to be doing a little test round this Tuesday, see how it goes.
Yeah, but it is exciting. I'm happy y'all do that.
It's fun. I feel like we both have very different point of views, and it's definitely a different energy, obviously, than what I have with you, because you're my husband and we already have a banter about ourselves. So it'll be interesting to work with someone else and come up with what that banter will look like.
Yeah.
So check out Here's the Thing. I think the episode that I'll do with Kev will be up that week. So hopefully you guys will enjoy it.
Yeah, hopefully. I think it'll be good. I think you offer, I've seen you guys like in the same conversations, many times, being that we talk to them a lot. You all have completely different perspectives on things. Not to say they're opposite, but just different perspectives. So seeing that banter and that conversation, I think will be entertaining to a lot of people.
Yeah, I can't wait. We'll see how it goes. And you all make sure you check it out along with all the other many podcasts that I do. I feel like I do so many, but I'm glad that I get to do them because it's really fun. And don't worry, baby, you're going to have a whole bunch of podcasts too someday. You are. But before we bring on our guests today, which we're really excited about, we also are excited about our sponsor.
Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by Care Of, which is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and supports you long term. So some things I want to talk about with Care Of is that they make hassle-free vitamins and supplements that are delivered to you.
That's convenient.
And Care Of makes taking your vitamins and supporting your health goals attainable, because I know a lot of us are just, especially when you get to my age, you're just really like, it's now or never. I'm either going to get in shape, I'm either going to get healthy, or I'm not. But Care Of is like, we're going to help you do that. Also, Care Of is focused on quality science and research that goes into each of their products and recommendations. So that's great. You can get something and feel like what you're getting is backed up with the science and with the research. Mm-hmm. Also, my favorite part of it is that you get to take a short online quiz and answer some questions about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle. And Care Of recommends a list of vitamins and supplements specifically for your health needs and goals. So
you found things that like cater directly to you.
Yes.
Which is great.
Because it's not a one size fit all. I'll tell you exactly what they recommended for me. They recommended prenatal to help me with my postpartum health goals. Because as y'all know, I'm still breastfeeding.
Like, pre-what?
I'm not pregnant, sir. But prenatal vitamins help me with my postpartum health. They also recommended fish oil, magnesium, calcium plus, and carotene. So because of the things that I said were important to me, such as my hair, such as, being a woman and wanting to make sure I don't have a foggy mind throughout the day. And also things like, sorry about that, guys. We got a little whiny baby.
It's real over here, y'all.
And like my sleep, making sure I get enough sleep. So they would recommend something different
absolutely.
For you.
I know they would. The sleep thing would be something. They're like, we need something to put this fool in the bed. So make him drowsy. After seeing that survey, I was like, oh, it's definitely something I need to take to see what they offer. I'd be interested in that.
Yeah, the quiz definitely makes it so that you, when you get your vitamins and your supplements, it's something specifically for you. And you can always change up whatever your customization is, because they want to make sure you
it's
feel
not like a one-time thing. You can always adjust it.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that's great. So for 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and put in our code RU50. Again, for 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter our code RU50. And give them a shout out.
Yes. So thank you again to Care Of for sponsoring this podcast.
Yes.
And you all make sure you check out Care Of so that you can make attaining your health goals even easier. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Okay, you guys, we are so excited to have our guest on, Chad Rader and Gabriel Rader of Gay Bay TV and Let's Make Out Podcast. How y'all doing?
Man, we doing good. How y'all doing?
Real are we good, man? It's good to see y'all. I know it's been too long.
It's been way too long.
When was the last time we actually were in the same location?
I can't even remember.
It's been at least 3 years. It's been at least 3 years. Well, yeah, the twins were babies. The twins were babies.
We saw you at what was that? ClamorCon?
ClamorCon or something.
Yeah, Marcus wasn't with you. So.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a good long time.
In a minute. Yeah. So we gotta change that.
Yes, I know.
Absolutely.
Soon as outside opened up.
Yeah.
Right. Soon as COVID go home, and we can be outside.
Yeah.
I think COVID might be home, unfortunately.
I think COVID moved in. COVID moved in. They got a discounted rate.
Yeah.
This is a good location.
Y'all look refreshed from y'all staycation. Y'all looking all young and fine.
But I tell you, one night away from the kids, what it'll do for you, okay?
Tell us.
One night away from the kids when your wife is pampering you, that'll do for you.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole different level right there. It's like,
I'm still on cloud 13 right now, okay?
But you know I do it.
We all grown. She did.
You like, God, just break the clock. We can stay right here. Like,
I was trying to get a late checkout.
No, we can't. My mother's supposed to get back in 9 days.
Yeah.
And then Marcus was like, that means me and you can go somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, guess what? Being that you back... You can have about a day and a half at least.
With these grandkids.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we were so excited to have on Gabrielle and Chad. Most of you all already know them, but if you don't, please let them know a little bit about yourselves and then we'll jump into the topic of the day.
All right.
Absolutely.
You want to go for it? Go for it.
Okay.
Just make it quick.
Okay. I'll try. Okay. So, obviously, my name is Chad. My beautiful wife, Gabrielle. We have the podcast, Let's Make Out, as Angel said, but we also are full-time vloggers. So we have a channel called Gabe Babe TV. Gabe and Babe, I don't know how I got the Babe, but I guess it couldn't be Gabe and Chad. It didn't sound that good.
It didn't flow.
We've been vlogging for almost 9 years now.
Wow.
Been married for almost 9 years. And that's it. Just we have fun.
Yeah.
We got the opportunity to meet Chad and Gabrielle about 5 years ago, right after we had, I met them before I had the twins, but Marcus got to meet them about 5 years ago at a conference, a video conference thing. And we just hit it off from there.
Yeah.
You all were some of the first YouTubers. I had a small piece of YouTubers I knew, but you all were some of the first normal YouTubers that I had ever.
That's nice.
I like that. Thank you.
That's one thing that the Angel brought up to me. She was like, no, Marcus, you were like them because I don't be liking people.
Marcus don't be like nobody.
Well, that makes us
right there with you.
Right. Yeah. And I could tell in my spirit that Chad probably used to listen to Master P. So I was like, I feel as though.
Make him say, I literally put on Ghetto Dope 2 weeks ago. I found the edited version of Ghetto Dope.
Dude, I was just listening to that entire album a week and a half ago.
That's the best album ever. You was a high school queen. Met me selling ice cream. Okay. It was the best. Oh my God, I loved it. I used to work at Ben & Jerry's Funny Pool. Go ahead.
The song that took me there that was in my head is Weed and Money.
Exactly. I mean, the whole album. I used to work at Ben & Jerry's, and just slanging ice cream, and listening to Ghetto Dope. And then when all the people would come in, and I'm like, I would kind of evaluate them as they were walking to the door. I'm like, are they gonna mind me playing Ghetto Dope? It's not edited. And if I felt like they would, I'd turn it down a little bit. But if I didn't, I would just leave it on and just see what happened. But yes, man, that was.
Yeah, I can't believe it. That's crazy. I was literally just listening to that entire. I was working from home, and I was just like, man, I need some missing a song. Let me put this up,
man. How you do that? I mean, there's so many good pieces. We can talk all day about P, man.
But yeah,
piece of art that Master P had.
I knew. I said, Marcus. No, I have a feeling you would like these people. Absolutely. I wanted to bring them on because you all have experienced something that we have experienced, but to the extreme, which is long distance relationships. Yeah. Me and Marcus, most of our people know our story of how we started, but I'll just give a brief synopsis to catch anybody up. And then you all can share your story. I had already moved out here to California, was in grad school. Me and Marcus had met while I was back in Kentucky, but we weren't dating at all. Nothing like that happened. I went home to visit. And that's when we started to date. And then I came back. So we dated long distance for about two solid years before he moved out here. We got engaged and then he moved out here. So there are a lot of people, especially in today's day and age, where it feels like the pool of potential people around you might not be looking too good. So you're like, well, maybe if I like broaden my horizons and date somebody that's not right where I'm at, see how that goes. And so I know I've gotten several questions about like, how does long distance dating work? And you all had an even more extreme version of that. So if you all don't mind, explain a little bit of your story and like how you all feel like y'all's became successful.
Okay. So just for like a brief overview of us. So like we met on Facebook and we went to the same high school, graduated same class, but didn't know each other. That's so fast forward, it's really crazy. Like we had a really big class. So it wasn't unheard of that you didn't know everybody, but you know, 9 years later, he's in Afghanistan working as a contractor and you set up a Facebook page to keep in contact with his nieces and nephews. Yeah. And you know, back then, I don't know what happens when you sign up for Facebook now, but back then it would show you like all your high school's like classmates. So he happened to see a picture of mine and commented.
And she was fine. Still looks exactly the same today, but I was just like,
So I saw the comment and I was like, who is this white guy commenting on my picture? So, you know, I'm looking at his profile and I'm like, oh, we went to the same high school. I must have had a class with him. I must have known him. So we started talking back and forth and I was like, wait a minute, I don't remember you from school. You went to our school, like, you know, we had mutual friends.
We had mutual friends.
Okay. So they were able to vouch for him, like, oh yeah, I remember Chad. I had class with him, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, good. He's not great.
Chad's just planting seeds though.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but I had to prove it to everybody. But
seriously. So it kind of started from there. Mm-hmm. Talk back and forth on you know Facebook, and then it moved on to Yahoo Messenger, and we talked back and forth on IM, and then he one day asked for my phone number, and then he would just be calling me from Afghanistan. We'd be on the phone for hours,
and I spent dollars. She didn't know I had to pay for those calls, and they were like $5 a minute. I had to pay
hours.
Yeah, I was paying, but she was worth it. God was like, she's the one.
Oh, yeah, Chad had already decided. He was
he knew. That was on this call. He told me. He was like, oh, you gonna be my wife. I was like, okay, white boy. Okay.
It's true, though. It's true.
But, yeah, so we talked and dated, in air quotations, because I was like, I'm not signing up for you to be in Afghanistan. So, I mean, we can talk and everything, but it'll never get serious while you are...
She was in denial.
Traveling like that, but we did that for 2 years.
Y'all did that. Were you in Afghanistan all two of those years?
Yeah, I was in and out pretty much. I was I was a deploying contractor, so I would go over there. I had just finished. I think I was on a year when we met, so I did like a year. You know, I get a break every like 4 months. I'd take like a 2 week break and go to Dubai or something. And then, I literally was just that was my job. And I mean, I was single, so it was cool. I was enjoying it.
Once we started talking though, when he would have breaks, we started traveling together. He would either come to Indy or California. Yeah. We went to Florida. So we would,
we would do trips
kind of date like that.
Yeah, date like that. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, no, funny. I had to like literally prove myself to like Nana, even Nana. Nana was like, she's like,
he says he's in Afghanistan.
She didn't believe it. My grandma. She did not. She was like, I need to see a picture.
So I sent a picture like with a helmet on and some flak vest, like with some dust and some sand behind me. I was, look, I can't make it look any more Afghanistan than this.
She was like, he ain't lying to you.
Nah, he in Arizona, girl. Don't believe that.
That's right there. No, but it was funny. Yeah.
And I think that. Because that was a long way to answer your question, but honestly, like the communication is literally like what set us up for where we are right now, because that's all we had. That's it.
I mean, we just talked about everything. Literally, like there was nothing we didn't talk about. There were things that I think that she told me that she hadn't really told anybody else other than maybe her mom. There were things that I told her that I hadn't told anybody. Yeah. So
that's how it worked for us. Yeah.
Now I know for us, like, we would do fine, even though he's not a person that likes to talk on the phone. We would do fine. But if we went way too long without seeing each other, then when we would see each other, something small would just set everything on fire.
It'd be like the fuel just setting in a, like a 50,000 gallon pool, just gas sitting there. This is like the smallest thing, a little spark. Yeah. Two birds could collide and make a spark with their beak, and boom. It's
that was like, because our expectations would be so high by the time we would see each other, of just like, it's been 3 months since I didn't seen your face. So like, I want everything to be perfect. I want you to be just elated by everything I do. And you irritated because I'm singing a song too long. Like, you know, did you all ever... when you all did see each other, did you all feel like the stakes were high and the things had to be a certain way, or were you all able to get into the groove of just, we're just kicking it right now because this is the time we have? What was that like?
You know, I think that what we were really good at, I think I'm the same way that I was then, even when we were dating. Like, I think that I treat her the exact same.
Yeah, you did.
So I think that I was, like, I don't argue. Well, I'll argue with anybody else. Anybody, everybody, don't matter who you want. If you want to argue, I'm down, but not with her. Mm-hmm. So I think that we had a very good, like, it was just like this balance of where we just enjoyed our time together. So, yeah. Like, it wasn't... we didn't have any kind of expectations of what we were going to, we just knew we were going to go and have fun.
Yeah.
It was real casual. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean,
until you decided to
propose. When it became not as casual. She said no.
I said not yet.
So not yet includes the word no. I heard no, and the T yet did not come in here.
So wait a minute. So Gabe, you were completely, what you like, thrown off by the proposal? Did you not know it was coming?
So here's the thing. He had always said I was going to be his wife. Like, I knew at some point he was going to try and, you know, throw it out there. So, you know, I'm preparing for this trip. We're going to Orlando. We're going to Disney with his family. And everybody is like, so what you going to say? And I'm like, what you mean what I'm going to say? And they're like, you know he's going to ask you to marry you. And I'm like, no, because we didn't already talked about this. I told him. He working overseas. I'm not doing that. So I think I was just in denial. I had no idea. But everybody around me was like, you know, he's going to propose. I'm like, no, he's not. We just gonna hang out with the family in Disney, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as he picked me up from the airport and we got to the hotel, he couldn't even wait. Like, literally just was like, so I got this ring.
It was like, well, because the thing, I had already asked her mom what her ring size was and asked her mom for,
you know. Oh, wow.
And her mom was Team Chad from the get-go. She was like, oh, yeah, go ahead. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Uh-huh. So, that's what it was. Gabriel was in denial.
I was in denial, and I was very, like, it was very casual for me. So I was, like, still dating, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, this guy,
raggedy dude,
he's all the way across the world. Like, I can't put my life on hold.
That's what they do.
Raggedy, man.
He said they raggedy. So how did y'all reconcile that? To get a not yet, and in Chad's heart, he hears a no. How, and especially because he was still overseas then. So how do you reconcile that when he has to leave again?
Oh, he ghosted me. That's what happened.
Oh.
He ghosted me. Like, so this was in June.
But I had to go back to Afghanistan.
Right before my birthday. This was in June.
Defend this country.
Whatever. So we finished this first day of the trip. So we have the rest of the trip. He's all mad with an attitude. Got his family looking at me like, is everything okay? Is everything okay? And I'm like,
everything wasn't okay.
He all right. So we leave. I have to leave early because I have to go back to work. So, you know, he takes me to the airport. We say our goodbyes. And he was like, well, I'm going to be back in Indy, you know, with the family, like when we leave here for like a week or so, and then I go back. He had another tour to do or whatever. So I was like, okay, honey, I did not hear from Chad.
Oh,
you hear me?
Oh,
not a word. Okay, like legit from June until like right up before New Year's Eve.
Chad! man, you were that petty.
He was that petty.
That man was hurt.
Okay.
Y'all don't know what he's going through. He oversees defending the country.
Thank you, Marcus.
Was you concerned about him at all?
We are eye to camera. Yeah.
He could have had a sword to his neck on YouTube somewhere.
No. I contacted him like almost monthly for them six months.
And but not daily.
I said, look, I wasn't emailing every day. It wasn't like I could pick up the phone and call him.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I sent email after email. I would wait like a month in between each email. Because here's the thing. We would be on Gmail. I would see him on GChat.
Oh,
and he wouldn't say nothing to me.
That was them looking for his family.
Whatever.
I was working. I was answering emails.
Oh, my. So, Chad.
Okay, so.
What, please tell me. Like, I get it. I'm not even going to lie. So, for me,
I think that in my head, so we always talk about this now. We always talk about having unrealistic expectations and placing those on other people and how unhealthy that is and unfair it is.
Yeah.
On that person. Well, at that time, that's what I did. I put my expectations were I was going to propose to her. She was going to say yes. And that was it. And I didn't have a plan B. Right, there was no plan. That's another good song on Ghetto Dope. Plan B.
That is.
Okay.
Plan B is to make Plan A work, though. That's the only plan we
exactly.
got.
Exactly. So I didn't have in my head. I didn't have a plan B. Right. So, I didn't even have a job lined up yet. So like for me, it was because I was a contractor, so I had to get a job in the States. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I didn't have that lined up yet. I was working it, but it just hadn't happened yet. So I was like, she said no. In my head, I just, when she said not yet,
yeah.
Okay, or no with a T yet attached to it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And, I was like, in my head, I was like, well, dang, I thought she was going to say yes, and this is what, And so, I had to deploy. So there's something that mentally that you go through when you're going to deploy anyways. Like, I was going to go to a place that I knew was a new base that was, I had to do some setup. That they had just had some bombing. So there was like mental stuff that, in my head that I was, but that's not the reason. But at the same time, I kind of switched into that mode and I was hurt. So I was like, okay, I'll just, take some time.
Mm-hmm.
But I also didn't want to be, the biggest thing is I didn't want to say anything wrong or be mean because mm-hmm. I was upset because she didn't deserve that. So instead of me saying something wrong or not knowing how to address it, and just in my immaturity, I just kind of just didn't say nothing and just kind of put myself into work because I was the lead of the site. So I knew that I had, a lot of responsibility, on me. I was, and so it was just one of those things where, I didn't know what to do. So then, obviously when time passes, you get sucked into work. You start working. You don't try not to think about the stuff that you're.
Did you see the email though?
She's like, I need to know.
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
He thought emails.
You know, whoever you contracted on, they filter that stuff, Gabby.
I'm saying.
Whatever.
They say, you know what? This right here can bring down his work level. Let's not.
Yeah, it was like, we gotta protect him so he can focus.
You can't trust Google. Google like does things. Yeah. And you don't know what happened. They don't.
They said, we'll let him see our list around New Year's.
Yeah, exactly. So.
The old bum. This one is the bum. So what changed come New Year's? Like that would, if anybody told me I was talking to a dude and he ain't talked to me in 6 months, I've been like, oh, sis, it's over. Gotta move on.
But
let's
if it
go.
Was me though, you'd been like,
no, nah, I'd be like, yeah. Rocks. But no,
no, but that's where I had gotten to. Like, this was December.
So,
and I was like, you know what? New year, new me. I'm not doing this no more. I'm going to contact him one last time. I was like, I'm actually going to call and I'm going to see if he picks up this phone because clearly email ain't working.
Uh-huh.
So I called and it went straight to voicemail. So I knew that the phone was off. So I was like, well, I'll just leave a message.
Yeah.
And I told him that I had been trying to get in contact with him and that I missed him and that I really wanted to talk to him and I hope that he was okay. And I was like, this is the last time I'm going to reach out. And if I don't hear from you, I'm done, you know, but I just want to make sure that you're okay. Like,
she was in
you
love.
Just went away. And literally love. Leading up to all of this, like, I was just like, it took this time of him ghosting me. And I was just like, okay, this is like, I didn't let the best thing that's ever happened to me slip away. Like, I was going crazy, like waking up crying, like dreaming about him, like, oh my goodness, like what happened? Like, who just, you know how I'm saying, you feeling a guy and he just disappeared, and you like, wait a minute, you literally just asked me to marry you,
right?
And then you gonna cut me off?
What?
So yeah. I was like, kind of just getting ready, like, okay, whenever I do talk to him, I'm gonna tell him exactly how I feel. I'm not gonna hold back. Blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. The very next day, he called. Mm-hmm. And. So. Yeah,
I had just got back in the States. Like, mm-hmm. So let me add something to the piece when I left, okay? But also in Florida, after I, you know, proposed and she said not yet, I also then, we had a conversation, she said that she wasn't done dating a guy.
Oh,
so I, for me,
she
hey, that's the part that got left out. So at that point,
I think I forgot about that part.
So at that point, like, at that point, and I was nice when she told me that. Like, I was very nice.
You was not. What did you play? He played, what is that dream song that he played? It, I can't even remember, but it was like subliminal messaging. I was like, oh, is this
okay. So I learned that Chad know how to be petty of petty. He was so petty.
But see, I think that so
I completely forgot about
so
that.
So added to that point of like, you're where right. I was like, okay, she said no. In my head, I heard no, and she still wants to date.
Yeah.
Other people. So it's like, what's the point? Why am I, like, if she doesn't, she's not feeling me like that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So there was.
So when I called.
Yeah. So when she called, I had just got back to the States. You know, it was very close to the same time. Mm-hmm. I mean, because obviously when I got back and I had signal, I obviously turned the phone off.
Message, yeah.
And so, so I already had planned to try to reach out to her. Like, I had got to the point where I was going to reach out. You know, I didn't know what was going to happen, but at the same time, I just was going to reach out.
So I
called her back.
Uh-huh.
And that's when she, you know, like, she broke down and she told me how she felt. Mm-hmm. And so.
And you had just gotten a job in sales.
Yeah, I had just gotten a job. Yeah. Because I was working that the entire time because I knew that she said that was a requirement. So, so I was trying to get the job, but I took an $85,000. I took a $185,000 pay cut for that job.
Whoa.
Because she was worth it.
But look at your life now.
Exactly.
Don't walk on.
Exactly.
You see? You see? Come on.
Exactly. But she was worth it. She was worth it.
You had to starve her first. You know, it's like,
exactly. I was like, look,
you're going to appreciate this right here. Okay. You
know, that was the first diet we did, okay?
So something that you all also experienced that I think is similar to ours, you all, at the beginning of you all's marriage relationship, you all were not around family, where you all were isolated on your own.
Yep. So
that's something that's been most of our marriage, because when he moved out here, we don't have any family here. So we were definitely setting up our marriage with limited input from the people that influence us the most, my mother, my sisters, my best friends. For us, we think it's been a blessing, because we truly got to figure out what we wanted our marriage to look like without feeling like we had to do things the way other people thought.
Yeah.
Because
that was something that I was never open to outsiders in our relationship anyway. And like, when we, like, I remember at the wedding, one of our sisters like, yeah, you know, you married all of us. I was like, no, I didn't. I can promise you
not
that.
At
right
all.
There.
Not at all.
So how was the starting you all's actual, because wait a minute, how much time was between him getting to the States and you all actually being together?
Yes.
Like 8 months. January, we officially got engaged, and then August, we got married.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I moved down to be with him in Tennessee.
Yeah.
So how was establishing you all's marriage without family around?
So we always talk about finding our Savannah. So Savannah, Tennessee is where we moved. Uh-huh. Not Georgia, Tennessee. Exactly.
Big difference.
And it's a tiny town of like 7,000 people. But it's where the government contractor was. So yeah. That, you know, that was where my work was, and I made more money. So it kind of made sense for her to come down there. But you know what? It was the absolute best thing for our marriage, because again, there were no outside forces, you know, AKA family, trying to tell you how you should be a husband, trying to tell you how you should be a wife. It was literally, how do I make this person happy, and vice versa. So, because there's no one size fits all of how a marriage should work. Everybody has to figure it out for themselves. Yeah. And so our communication was great already, which was good. But then we
literally had each other.
We had each other. So we traveled.
Family, no friends. Yeah. I mean, we had coworkers, but that was it.
So it was just, we look back on it and it was just,
It was actually awesome.
It was amazing. Yeah. Like, because life was slow. There was nothing, you know, nothing to do really, other than just be together. So, you know, that's how Chad Jr. came so quick. You know what I mean? Like,
how quickly into y'all's marriage did he pop up?
Honey, we got married in August and we were pregnant in March.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's that week that the cable was off and y'all was like, you know what?
Exactly. So look, it didn't take much. I mean, there's nothing else to do. So, yeah, but it was just, so we always look back on that. Like that was.
Yeah. It was just set the foundation.
Yeah. Was it difficult when then you all moved back towards family to try to keep that like feel of Savannah?
That $85,000 pay cut that I took was so difficult. Funny.
I think that it was, because as soon as we got home, like it just, everything picked right back up, especially for me, because you know that's where I was. Chad hadn't lived back home since
I never planned to live back in Indianapolis.
So it was more so like my family, my friends. Like it was always something to do. Like we just jumped right into what life usually looks like when you're around people. Yeah. So,
but it wasn't difficult. I mean, it's fun because we went to the same high school. A lot of her friends, like, you know me, like, or knew me, like we had had a class together or something. And
kind of just fit right
so
in.
It kind of just fit right in. And, you know, I can usually play the room the way I need to just to fit in, you know what I mean? Like, you know, and I think so, you know, but yeah, I got along with people. And it became our thing where we just would go on, you know, date nights and stuff, and we would just do everything. I mean, you know, so it got quite busy, but we already had a great foundation, you know, like Gabriel said. So it wasn't super tough.
That's important, especially when you're adding, like, when you're finally married, you're adding all those new people to your relationship. It's like, yeah, but we already got our foundation, because without that, it could get ripped apart, you know.
Yeah. Because let's be honest, like, friends aren't always friends for the relationship.
No.
Like,
nah.
Not at all. You know
what I mean? Like, sometimes they're detrimental to a relationship because you take their word too personal or too to the heart. Like, it's like, they are not number one in this.
No.
In your life, your spouse is.
Yeah, no, we had that conversation early on where it was like, actually, I think the week of our wedding, like I just like, or the during the planning process and the week of, it was like, nobody else matters. Mm. Not friends, not parents, family, nobody else matters.
Like when it comes to our marriage,
planning this, nobody's opinion matters on colors, decoration. Like none of y'all have to be there as far as I'm concerned. Like none of that matters. This is us.
This is why I love you, Marcus. This is why you're the same way, man.
Yeah, no, those words literally came out of my mouth when we were decorating. Somebody was like, "Well, I don't think that looks right." I'm like, "Well, it's a good thing it don't matter what you think." Tape it up there and we can move on.
Exactly.
So one last question, because you all really have had an amazing trajectory. You all went from starting dating in two separate countries via the virtual world to now working with each other 24/7 in your marriage. Like, what do you feel like?
Hey, shut up.
He said, I got something to say, okay?
Like, I want to ask him a question.
He's rude, yeah.
What do you feel like has caused this to be able to work? you all being able to work with each other and knowing that like your marriage didn't start, knowing that your relationship didn't start off with you all being, I mean, yeah, y'all were talking to each other at the time, but like, this is a whole nother thing to be working with each other.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I mean, we always say, when people always say that, like, I can never work with my husband, or I can never work with my wife, we're like, but this is supposed to be your best friend.
Right,
like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? This is supposed to be your best friend, and who wouldn't want to work with their best friend?
Yeah.
Right.
So, plus their best friend with benefits?
Exactly, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so yeah. It's like, so for us, it's like, we just, I think that, the what needs to be established when you're working with your spouse, in which we did, is what are your strengths?
Yeah.
So my strengths were the business side, the money side, the negotiating side, contract. That's my strength. That's what I do. I can be the bad guy all day. That's as long as I get my family taken care of, I don't care. Gabriel is the sweet, loving, kind, amazing, you know, like face of what we do. Like, you know, like I don't think people are like, they're not saying, you know, oh, it's Babe and Gabe. No, it's Gabe and Babe. Like it's Gabe, you know, and I, and so my job is to make sure that she can just be the face and the interaction and, you know, and if she wants to help with other things, she can, but she doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Like, because I can handle it. I can make sure that the money continues to come in because majority of the time they're coming in for her.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, I think that helped. Like just figuring out who's better at what.
Yeah.
And sticking to that within, you know what I'm saying, within the business. It's just like, we're not stepping on each other's toes. We're not, you know what I'm saying, we are clear about, oh, this is for you, oh, this is for you.
Yeah.
And then like when we lived in Tennessee, we worked at the same company. So we've always kind of worked in the same, like close proximity. So it was never like a huge difference for us. Yeah.
We always loved it. I mean, it's just, it's never, just
been, it's been fun.
Yeah. It's never been.
No, I mean, it comes with a set of challenges because you mm-hmm. gotta separate like work from mm-hmm. personal life. Like, okay, phone's down, no more emails. Let's not talk about treatments. Let's just, you know, it's like, where do we cut it off?
Yeah. Because you can end up working all day. As you guys know, you can end up working all day long and never turning it off. And so that, that is something that we've talked about. We talk about continuously, like how do we turn off work so that we can just be, you know. So we're gonna have to like lock our phones away or like get like, you know, burner phones and every day get a new burner phone. You know what I mean? Because I cannot
snap it, throw it. Yeah.
Exactly. It's gonna be the straight wire in here, okay? Like, just to put the phone down.
But that was a good point you brought up about people saying that they couldn't work with a spouse. Because I used to say, like, working with Angel, I don't know, like, because you're around the person all day, every day, like, you work with them, you sleep with them. And then it's like, I always had, before I had the mindset of, oh, you know, we definitely need breaks from each other with the wrong mindset. And I realized recently, like, no, that's the wrong way of looking at it. Because if you can work with somebody every day that you've never met, that you didn't get to pick, you just have to work with these people because the company that you work for puts you with them. You should be able to spend every waking moment with your spouse because, like you said, that is your best friend. That is your everything.
You chose them. Like, that's your, that's great. It's a great point. Yeah.
I had to check him on that. He was like, I know. I'm a terrible.
He grabbed his drink for this one.
I just said it.
No, but I want to say what I said. Okay.
See, this is where the break comes from. This is the break.
He was like, I know it'll probably be hard working together. And I was like, no, it don't have to be. It doesn't have to be. And he was, and I was like, and second of all, we're going to have to figure it out. He was like, you know what? You are right. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
We could make it to where it'd be horrible to work with each other.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But because we do care about each other, we're going to make it so that it's not horrible to work with.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah. I think that's the thing that you know, is that you, people always tell you, especially in the military. And then when I was working in my other job, you know, they're talking about having tact. You know, when you're saying something to somebody, you need to have tact. You know, you need to have, if you need to be assertive, that's fine, but do it with respect. Right. And it's the exact same thing. If I respect her and I love her more than anybody else. So why would I ever think that I should, or that it's okay to come to her, you know, disrespectful when it's about work, right? I'm not going to do it when it's about our relationship. So why would I do it? Oh, well, why didn't you edit that? You know, you're supposed to edit that. Like, come on, we've got, why would I ever come to her like that? You know, it's, so it's about delivering and like, I'm assertive. She knows I'm assertive, but I'm assertive in a very respectful, you know, and loving way, because I mean, that's this again, this is the, this is my life. This is my, you know, so, and she's the CEO, so she can fire me, but you
know. Well, you guys, thank you so much for giving us.
Hi. Absolutely.
This no, we enjoyed it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And we've been, I mean, that's the one blessing like of COVID is that it has allowed us to be able to do collaborations that we typically would not have been able to do.
Or that would look weird. You know, people be like, why are they doing it? Video? Everybody meets in person. But
So thank you guys so much. Please let everybody know where they can find more of your content and all the stuff that you all do.
Okay, well, if you're interested in vlogging and seeing our daily lives, you can come on over to YouTube and find us at Gay Babe TV. If you are interested in listening to our podcast, you can find us at Let's Make Out Podcast on YouTube. Also on Instagram, you can find us there, Let's Make Out Podcast. My personal is at Gabe Flowers.
And I'm at CRaider12. But yeah, or you can go to GayBabeTV.com. It needs to be updated. There's some updates coming. But hey, it's a website. It's there. It's a good website. It just needs to be updated.
It's very updated.
But yeah, so we, you know, that's where you can find us.
Just type in Gabe and Babe. You'll find us somewhere.
They'll find you. And also a special happy belated birthday to Chad.
Absolutely, man. Happy belated.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Being 28 is amazing. I'm just excited about it. You know, it's I've got, you know, I've got a cougar here, but you know.
You too?
Hey, but Gabriel's birthday's coming up on the 30th.
It's right over. Oh, your birthday is real close to mine.
Oh, it's 18 days apart. So.
Oh, yeah, because you're right in beginning of July, right?
Yeah, July 3rd, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Rona than
Cancer.
Birthday. but again, you can follow this podcast, Is This Going to Cause an Argument? Wherever podcasts are found, please make sure you rate and review us wherever you find us at. And you can watch it on That Chick Angel TV. And please make sure you are subscribed there and click that notification bell so you can be notified when we upload other things. You can find Marcus at
Marcus. You see, you always do it, throw me on the spot.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'll give you one more time. You can find Marcus at
Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Marcus Ain't on the Book on Instagram and Facebook.
Because he ain't there. And then you can. I'm
but I struggle. So Marcus Ain't on the Gram.
He'd be there when he want to be there. You can find me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. And also check out my other podcasts, Mommy Confessions, as well as Hold On to Your Edges that I do with Brescia Webb. And the new podcast that I'll be co-hosting with Kev on Stage, Here's the Thing. So you can find me somewhere. Just look for me. I'm there. All right, y'all.
A little harder for me.
And again, a special, a special, special shout out to our Patreon who are watching this live.
The media family. Hey, what's good, family?
You can join our Patreon for the low of $5. That is 16 cents a day. Y'all can do it.
$5 a month.
Especially since, you know, Starbucks then messed up for a little bit. So you're going to have a couple of extra coins for right now. So you can just go ahead, transfer them on over.
That Starbucks to over here.
On Patreon. So yes, a big shout out to you guys. So until next Wednesday, you all be blessed. And also, we want to say a very special thank you to Care Of for sponsoring this episode.
Absolutely.
Please make sure you check them out at takecareof.com and use our promo code ARGUE50 for 50% off your first order. Thanks again to Care Of. We'll talk to you guys later.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stay warm and save every day.
all in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices, save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.